In this bulletin, Benjamin Netanyahu deeply regrets the killing of 20 in a Gaza hospital. Employees in small businesses now have the right to disconnect laws too. And in sport, NRL star Brandon Smith charged with drug supply. In your latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Caroline Riches. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel deeply regrets the tragic mishap that saw strikes on a hospital in Gaza kill 20 people. Among the dead are medical personnel and five journalists who work for Reuters, the Associated Press and Al Jazeera. The Israeli Prime Minister said the war is against the militant group Hamas and his government values the work of journalists, medical staff and all civilians. He said the military is conducting a thorough investigation. The incidents are being widely condemned, including by UN spokesperson Stefan Zuzarek.
The Secretary General recalls that civilians, including medical personnel and journalists, must be respected and protected at all times. He calls for a prompt, impartial investigation into these killings. He reiterates that medical personnel and journalists must be able to perform their essential duties without interference, without intimidation, and without harm, and in full accordance with international humanitarian law.
Employees in small businesses now have the legal right to ignore work calls, emails and messages outside their contracted hours, with the right to disconnect laws for small businesses coming into effect today. Similar rights have been available to employees in larger organisations since exactly a year ago, but the law will now also apply to businesses with 15 or more staff. Specialist employment lawyer and founding partner of Burke Mangan Lawyers, Lyndon Burke, says the right to disconnect is just one of several major employment law changes in 2025. Mr. Burke says it's important that small business owners review their internal policies to ensure they don't violate the law.
Look, at the end of the day, these laws aren't to punish employers or reward employees. What they're there to do is to provide a work-life balance and stop employee burnout, because we're seeing that productivity is unfortunately falling in this country, and that is potentially because people can't disconnect.
The Federal Coalition's assistant NDIS spokesperson Phil Thompson said the government's Thriving Kids scheme for children with mild autism has been introduced with insufficient community consultation. Last week, the government announced the scheme as an alternative to NDIS for children under 9 with mild or moderate developmental delays or autism, in an attempt to bring down growth of the NDIS. The Thriving Kids program is expected to roll out in July 2026. Mr. Thompson said the quick change and lack of consultation has terrified him as a father.
Labor's changes to the NDIS are causing real anxiety for real families. We all agree that the scheme must be sustainable, but this way the government is handling reform is leaving families behind and anxious about the future. The parents at the AEIU Centre were not asking for luxury. They were asking for time, for answers, and for the basic dignity of knowing their children wouldn't be forgotten.
NDIS Minister Mark Butler previously said the two-year turnaround of replacing NDIS with Thriving Kids wouldn't leave a gap. Prosecutors have told the Supreme Court in Melbourne that Erin Patterson is not deserving of mercy and should never be released on parole due to the horrific nature of her crimes. The court is currently hearing submissions at a two-day pre-sentencing hearing after her three murder convictions over a deadly mushroom meal at her home in regional Victoria. Several family members of her victims, Don and Gail Patterson and Heather Wilkinson, have already given emotional statements to the court. Sole surviving lunch guest Ian Wilkinson offered his forgiveness to the 50-year-old for trying to kill him and asked her to confess, but she continues to maintain her innocence. To sport, NRL star Brandon Smith has been charged with drug supply and using inside knowledge for betting. The 29-year-old has been issued with a summons to appear in Southport Magistrates Court on September 18. He had previously been questioned by police upon arrival in Queensland ahead of South Sydney's August 10 clash with Gold Coast. South Sydney says they are aware of the allegations and have informed the NRL Integrity Unit. I'm Caroline Riches, and this is your latest from the SBS Newsroom.